From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with David Commande, Artistic Director of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. He joins us to share more about the orchestra's upcoming concert entitled The Emperor and the Italian. The performance takes place on Saturday, April 17th, at Five Points Washington at 7:30 p.m. David, welcome back to Out and About.
Thanks, Jen. Great to be with you.
So before we talk about the Emperor on this program, let's talk about the Italian. Tell us more about Mendelssohn's inspiration and influences behind this, his famous Fourth Symphony.
His famous Fourth Symphony, famous for, I think, its astonishing energy and vitality and sheer joy. Just for a reminder to everyone, Mendelssohn is one of those wonderful composers in the first part of the 1800s who makes a bridge between the classical and the romantic period. And I suppose if you have to put him in one column, you might say more powerfully classical, because he didn't get into program music. On the other hand, his music, in many cases, is meant by him to evoke real places and real experiences of his life. So in this particular case, around 1829, he took a two-year tour of Europe, sponsored by his folks, and he was about 20 years old. And on that tour, there are three of his most famous works, the Scottish Symphony and the Hebrides Overture, and then this symphony, were inspired by his travels. So he wrote home to his folks, "This is Italy, and now has begun what I have always expected, something to be the supreme joy in life. And I am loving it." Those were his words. And he later wrote to his sister, Fanny, "The Italian Symphony is making great progress. It will be the jolliest piece I have ever done, especially the last movement." And of course, we know that's the way it turned out. You know, that last movement, lickety split, it's a tarantella, it just goes so fast. Every note in this symphony is a joy to play and to listen to.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you mentioned the last movement. You know, when you listen to it, when you watch it, you can tell that it is a workout for all of the musicians as they play. It's so vivacious and full of life and energy. When you are at the podium conducting, you know, you raise the baton and you're getting ready to start that movement. What's the sense of inertia or energy or momentum that you anticipate before you give that downbeat?
What's involved is that imagination that we musicians grow throughout our lifetimes of imagining what's about to happen. And it fills you up and it inspires, hopefully, the upbeat and then the musicians. So it's that energy, the anticipation of that entire energy. And I suppose in this case, it's a little bit like turning the skis downhill on a very steep slope.
Yes.
We're going to go.
By contrast, you have the much beloved Fifth Piano Concerto by Beethoven, lovingly known as the Emperor. Although I understand the name Emperor did not come from Beethoven himself.
That's right. He didn't name it that way. Beethoven didn't do a huge amount of naming of his concertos, although I think the title is apt, partly because it's a king or emperor among concertos in its majesty and its perfection. I never would say there is one perfect concerto, but among the perfect concerti, this is really one of the leaders. It's joyous. It's perfect. It's amazing.
Now you're bringing in well-known artist, pianist, Christopher Taylor, to bring this piece to life. It's no small feat for any pianist, no matter how well-known or renowned you are. What do you anticipate that Christopher is going to bring to the interpretation of this piece that you're really looking forward to?
Well, I know Christopher, or Kit as he's known to friends, since, well, pretty much since he was graduating at Harvard, summa cum laude in mathematics, among all things. And he was, like many of the remarkable students at Harvard, gifted, obviously, on more than one level, not just as a musician. And I invited Kit to play the Mozart A Major Piano Concerto with the Mozart Society Orchestra, which I directed at Harvard University. And so we had a great experience with that work. And he was not just brilliant, but also deeply musical. One of the features of Mozart's A Major Concerto is a superb, gorgeous slow movement. And Kit had remarkable lyrical poetry in the way he played. And by the way, at the moment, he is touring right now with all 9 symphonies of Beethoven played two hands in the arrangements by Franz Liszt of the Beethoven symphonies. And he, by the way, he plays them from memory. So he has a lot of Beethoven in his hands and his brains and in his soul right now. And I think he's going to bring extraordinary brilliance and depth and poetry to his performance.
And before we go, notably with phase 4, the seating capacity at Five Points has increased. So now there are more in-person single tickets available to purchase in addition to the online streaming option, correct?
That's right. And in the new phase 4, because we have to all try to remember what's the difference, the tiers and the phases and so forth, occupancy has been open to 25%, which comes to roughly 200 people at Five Points Washington. All the usual safety guidelines will be followed, which is normal in public these days, but we can safely invite up to 250 people to join us. And I'm so looking forward to welcoming our friends. And we've naturally had a slight adjustment in our pricing structure because there is a greater availability of tickets. So people should go online or give us a call.
That was David Commande of the Heartland Festival Orchestra telling us more about The Emperor and the Italian, the upcoming concert featuring guest soloist Christopher Taylor. The concert will take place at Five Points Washington on Saturday, April 17th at 7:30 p.m. The concert will benefit Heart of Illinois Big Brothers and Big Sisters. For more information on how you can purchase either in-person tickets or an online live streaming pass, visit heartlandfestivalorchestra.org. David, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jen. Happy spring.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. Out and About is also available as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, Pocket Cast, or NPR. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.